In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The church year has been arranged in such a way that Christ's birth and his baptism are only a few weeks apart. However, had we been witnesses of his birth, we would have had to wait approximately 30 years to see Jesus Christ begin his ministry with his baptism. All the years between these two important events are clothed in silence, well, almost. If Mary, Joseph, or the shepherds had spread any news about the child Jesus to other people, there was not a lot of remembrance left of him 30 years later. Jesus began his ministry as he did his birth. In a world which had no clue of who he truly was and what he was sent to do. John the Baptist makes this point to the priests and the Levites and to all those around him when he says, "There is someone amongst you whom you do not know." And John himself confesses twice in our text his own lack of knowledge in Jesus the Messiah. "I myself do not know him," he says. But God sent him a sign. A dove came from heaven, and as Matthew reports, God's voice sounded out loud, "This is my son whom I love." That made all the difference to John. Now he could confess, "I have seen and testify that this is the Son of God." Epiphany thus reminds us of a very important point. If God had not taken up the initiative by revealing himself to the world, we would have all remained in total darkness and ignorance. God himself came in his Son to the world, but he has to reveal himself, his true identity, to ignorant man, as he did to John. This he does to this very day. We too have been given the gift of faith. God came to us, and he continues to come to us to strengthen us through his word in the knowledge of faith that, yes, the Messiah to whom John is pointing truly is also for us the Son of God. We have been blessed to have been lifted out of total darkness and ignorance, whereas others in the world are still groping around. I could now expound on one of the most important themes in the Epiphany season, the call and the need for Christian mission to the lost world. As so many preachers have done last week on January the 6th with reference to the three wise men who stand in for all the heathens who have not yet seen the light. Our text, however, I think, digs a little deeper and lays the foundation on which both our faith and all our mission activity rest. John the Baptist points to Christ, he does not to the world. He reminds us who this Messiah exactly is and what his ministry will be in the three remaining years of his life. John the Baptist gives us, so to speak, insight into the credentials of the Messiah and his anticipated program. So briefly then, let us answer with this text the question, who Jesus Christ is and what he has to do. Jesus Christ, we can say, is more than John the Baptist. He is the Son of God because he is the Eternal One. He is the sacrificed Lamb, and he is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist's ministry was to prepare the people for the Messiah who is coming after him. But then he establishes that Jesus Christ also preceded him. Jesus, he says, who comes after me, has surpassed me because he was before me. Now, this is one of the strongest statements one can make of Christ's pre-existence, in fact, of his deity itself. Jesus did not precede John the Baptist like Moses or Noah did, or like any other prophet who predicted his coming. The person who is approaching John at the River Jordan is the one whom the author of the Gospel qualifies as the pre-existent Logos, as the Word of God which was in the beginning, which was with God, and through whom all things were made. The pre-existent one is God and remained so even when he entered this world and became flesh. He can be the door to life eternal and the way and the truth because he comes from his Father's house, to which he will also return to prepare a place for all believers such as you and me. He comforted all those with the words, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." He forgave the sins and performed the 8 signs which the gospel explicitly lists for us, because he is the Christ, the Son of God, in whom one must believe. In the weeks gone by, we have glorified the child in the manger as a miracle of the incarnation of God. Now our attention is also called to the fact that this child Jesus and the one who walked the earth is the eternal and the divine Word. We are reminded so because our own salvation hinges on this point. We could say, a Christ from below must be complemented with a Christ from above. He is more than a human who wants to make himself God. He is God. When John saw Jesus coming towards him, he made a further observation. "Look," he said, "the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This is not a mere slogan of his, but with it he replaces his most famous call to repentance. "Repent, for the kingdom is near." Now he can shout out loud, "Repent, for the Lamb of God is here." That is, the kingdom of God has come. Now all those who have repented can make their repentance complete. They can come to Christ himself. He alone promises comfort and help for the terrified consciences. All those who repent and show remorse for having sinned will not die. The Lamb is here. But this credential of Christ also points to what his mission will be. He must die an innocent death and shed his blood on the cross, just as the prophet Isaiah predicted. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. Some of us might know the most famous medieval painting by Matthias Grünewald on the Isenheimer altar in the province of Alsace, which so beautifully depicts our scene. John the Baptist stands at the cross with the dying Christ, on whose body still all the signs of torture can be seen. With one arm extended, John points to the hanging Christ, and with the other hand he holds the Bible, on which reads the verse taken from John 3:30, "He must become greater, I become less." And also on the painting is a lamb from whose neck blood is gushing out into a chalice. It is precisely the lamb and the blood pouring into the cup which should hold our fascination, because it reminds us that this blood of the lamb embodies the center of our Christian faith and our worship life, especially when we receive it at the altar and are told, "Take and drink, this is the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of your sins." Finally, John the Baptist gives us a third insight into who this Christ is. "The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit." The Christ who was with God, who has come and shed his blood for us in total innocence, continues his mission after having returned to heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father. He is sending his Holy Spirit to provide us all with a new life in him. On the specific event of Pentecost, we hail his return in the Holy Spirit. Yet as significant as this event may be, we take comfort in the fact that at our own baptism, Christ has come to baptize us with the Holy Spirit. As Lutherans, we always wish to make the important point that the baptism of the Holy Spirit by the Lord continues through the means of grace. They inaugurate our own Pentecost, where the Spirit bestows us with the treasure of salvation so preciously won for us by the Lamb of God. For Jesus himself says 2 chapters later, "I tell you the truth, No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Jesus Christ does not bypass the means of grace. In contrast to the baptism with water by John himself, Christ brought the baptism with water and the Holy Spirit. So to whom, in Luther's words, are we told to cling our heart and to entrust ourselves in? It is the Christ, the Eternal, who entered this world to become a human, but at the same time remained God. It is Christ the Lamb who chose to be dragged to the cross to die a death for us, which we should have died. It is the Christ who through his Holy Spirit gave and continues to give us a new life in him. We pray today that this Spirit may always be with us and provide us with the true knowledge of faith in him, to whom we give all the glory. Amen.